Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Steve Boros. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kunz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kunz. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting seventh. The shortstop, J.C. Hartman. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Brock reaches third base with a triple. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brock scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Hubbs goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Cubs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Boros hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Spangler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Runnels bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. Spangler moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kunz fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Aspromonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burpell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hartman. Matthews moves to third. Cal Koontz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Koontz bunts towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. Burpell moves to second. One out. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Brock strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Goss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hartman bunts towards the mound. Koontz fields it and throws to first for the out. Goss moves to second. 1 out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bateman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Goss scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Paul Toth now pitching. Hal Woods-Hick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Woods-Hick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bateman moves to third. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bateman scores. Woods-Hick moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Astros, 3. Al Spangler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spangler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hubbs scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Bateman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. 1 out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Goss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goss strikes out. 2 outs. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartman is 0 for 0 in the game. Hartman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell is 0 for 1 in the game. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Toth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Woods Hick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods Hick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woods Hick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burkell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Temple is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Temple is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Brock strikes out. 1 out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Runnels strikes out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rogers moves to second. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Bateman for a passed ball. Rogers moves to third. Nelson Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte strikes out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Goss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goss hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Hartman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartman takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Toth fires to first and picks off Hartman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Toth is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Toth is 0 for 1 in the game. Toth hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Woods-Hick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Woods-Hick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woods-Hick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Temple batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Temple is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock. Temple reaches second base with a double. Woods-Hick moves to third. Bob Lillis pinch runs for Johnny Temple. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spangler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woods-Hick tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Astros. Barney Schultz now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lillis scores. It's 5-3, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Runnels. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Runnels steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Lillis now playing second base. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boros is 0 for 3 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Goss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. Aspromonte moves to second. One out. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hartman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hartman strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Nelson Matthews. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 0 for 3 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hartman fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.